This is Mark Steiner, and today is March the 3rd. That's My Girl by The Temptations. That song was number one on the Billboard charts today in 1965. And on this day in 1284, Wales is incorporated into England, and for the last 731 years, Wales has fought to keep its own identity and language, and now once again, its own political autonomy. Humans love their own national heritage. It runs deep. In 1807, President Thomas Jefferson signed a law banning the importation of slaves into the United States. And while that still occurred on a minimal level, the sale of humans only intensified within the United States and between nations that held human beings in bondage in this hemisphere. And 17 years later, in 1821, the Missouri Compromise came into existence, allowing Missouri to come in as a slave-holding territory and drew new boundaries in the newly acquired land from France called the Louisiana Purchase. And on this day in 1865, President Abraham Lincoln signed two ordinances. One was to establish the Bureau of Refugees, Freedmen, and Abandoned Lands, and also the Freedmen's Savings and Trust Company. The Freedmen's Bureau was supposed to have a life of just 1 year and was a compromise with some radical Republicans and others and their abolitionist allies who wanted the plantations seized with land being divided up among the formerly enslaved. Instead, it said all abandoned land would be given to the formerly enslaved. The Freedmen's Bank was established so the black veterans and newly freed people would have a place to deposit and save their earnings and wages to build a future. 2 months later, after the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln, his vice president, now President Andrew Johnson, returned all properties to former slave owners, throwing freedmen off the land and began the battle to gut the bank. Today, two of America's oldest extant communications companies began. AT&T, the Atlantic Telephone and Telegraph, opened today in 1885 in New York City, and the weekly Time magazine put out its first issue in 1923. And the man who altered our communications technology forever by inventing the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, was born today in 1847. Canada Lee was born today in 1907. He got that name when he was a boxer, and the announcer stumbled over his real name, Lionel Cornelius Canagadagada. So he kept the name and went on to become one of the greatest actors on stage and film ever. In 1941, the New York Times said he was the greatest Negro actor of his era and one of the finest actors in the country. Then this lifelong civil rights activist was attacked by the House Un-American Activities Committee, accused of being a communist. They said he could clear his name if he would call Paul Robeson a communist. He refused. A great actor, a great man, we remember Canada Lee today. And this is a day that videos began capturing police violence against black people when the L.A. police beating of Rodney King was caught on tape in 1991. And here's a song for us to think about on this March the 3rd. It's called I Second That Emotion by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. We lost one of the members of that group, Bobby Rogers, today in 2013. I second that emotion. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.